"Do it again," she said, and I did. I'm sure my hands were shaking, but when I looked up, everything had changed. I remember the look on her face, the look of wide-eyed, open-mouthed wonder. Forever. Two certainties. First, this was clearly the greatest thing in the world. I kept seeing my teacher's face, the stern, authoritarian facade melding into shock, fear, elation, and joy, all at once. The kids, too. My classmates had been transformed for a moment from a vaguely indifferent, vaguely hostile pack of scavengers and carnivores into real people. If you could make people feel like this, why wouldn't you do it all the time? Why didn't everyone do this? For anyone, but especially for a 9-year-old boy at a new school, this transformation is almost indistinguishable from real magic. The second certainty was harder to reconcile. The more I thought about it, the stranger it became, and even now it intrigues me as much as it did that day on the playground. Here it is, all of it, the chaos, the shouting, the wide-eyed wonder, came from a coin trick. I knew that it was just a trick, and I was just a kid, but the reactions of the students and the teacher were so much greater than the sum of these modest parts that I didn't know how to explain them.